Productivity episode number 1. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Ronnie. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is the future of productivity software. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. Turn any blog or article post into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have ADHD, and all the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, or while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. Businesses are changing their tools, workflows, and cultures to boost productivity and foster innovation in the modern workplace. According to a new report on how businesses promote innovation and modern workplaces, one of the interesting things about Google is that it was the first big company to grow up and embrace the internet as part of life. Web-based email system and thus paved the way for productivity software for localization, agnostic collaboration with Google Drive and Docs. Paper-based workflow gave way to the web, with the advent of email, webmail, and other web-centric productivity tools like Gmail. We are still working on what the productivity apps of the future will look like, but it is clear that we have reached a tipping point. The way people work has evolved for some time, and the existing productivity tools no longer fit into this new world. As the productivity of today's apps grows rapidly, the way people work will continue to change. The world is more connected than ever, offering flexibility in ways that were not thought possible 5 years ago. Technological growth seems to be advancing rapidly, and the technologies that already exist for these applications should further increase productivity. All this has been made possible by the applications, devices and software that help us. I believe that the US economy, which remains very flexible, highly competitive and open, will promote the productivity developments that we are likely to see in the coming years. If anything, it will become even more flexible and competitive, and I am confident that this is an opportunity for our nation to take full advantage of recent IT innovations, thereby boosting our productivity performance for the future. If my assessment is reasonably close to the mark, the outlook for longer-term living standards and economic growth is quite favorable. This underlines the importance of maintaining an open, flexible and stable economy as a key component of our long-term economic success. If we rethink the archetypes we use to understand and describe our work, we could experience a radically different future of work in the future. The future is also being opened up by enabling technologies, which drive the software archetypes we see around us. Adroit Market Research recently commented in a report on the global productivity software market entitled The Future of Productivity Software in the Global Workplace (PDF). Based on a combination of high-performance computing (HPC), cloud computing and mobile devices, the second largest market in the world behind the US and the third largest in Europe, it is poised to remain profitable in the coming years, according to the report. The emerging markets of Asia-Pacific, Latin America, Europe, and the Middle East and Africa account for a significant portion of the total global market share of $1.5 billion. Ant Financial recently committed $1.5 billion to stabilize its business in China, the world's second-largest economy. Ant Financial's product and service portfolio in the global productivity software market includes a wide range of productivity tools such as productivity apps, productivity management systems, and productivity solutions. These solutions are diversified by the need to coordinate changing business dynamics, which, according to Adroit Market Research, requires fast, scalable, efficient and affordable solutions. Business productivity software supports, integrates and integrates data and processes across all aspects of the company. It promotes connectivity and helps teams coordinate their work so that data can be accessed from anywhere at any time and business can be done in real time from anywhere in the world. Across industries, business leaders strive to increase productivity and coordinate teams in order to maintain and expand a strong competitive position. Business productivity software also helps optimize cloud computing and simplifies business processes. The best can learn from everyone's productive habits and take up time and space with minimal impact on deep thinking. Establishing a cloud-based productivity suite as part of your business strategy can be a way to gain an edge. Much of productivity software focuses on providing shortcuts and simplifying cumbersome processes and workflows to minimize them. From finding files, sharing documents, storing passwords, dragging data into tools, and saving resource shortcuts for future references, most of these tools simplify and organize your digital workspace. This is done in the form of tools such as Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, Google Docs, Microsoft Word, and more. To test the limits of these capabilities, new interaction techniques and sensor approaches are needed that go beyond the desktop to meet people's needs where they are. To support this shift, productivity tools must emphasize the natural collaboration between humans and computers in order to grasp the intent. We are seeing increasingly interactive approaches, such as the PowerPoint Designer, which helps people determine how to convey a message to people based on the content they provide. A person describes what they want, the tool produces output, and the person reacts and reacts. This was the future of productivity software, by Productivity, and this was episode number 1. My name is Ronnie Rodriguez, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.